A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to Venezia, Italy. We're going to be tasting a Pinot Grigio 2019 called Sydney Ann. It's all made from organic grapes. And anxious to try this. It's a DOC grape, it's meaning that it's a mark of quality. But interestingly enough, the Pinot Grigio grapes are kind of looked down upon by wine snobs. I think they think that the Pinot Grigio wines are a little bit too simplistic, a little bit too popular. But we're going to try and take a little closer look at this and see what we think. Now, Pinot Grigio is often known as Pinot Gris in certain parts of the world, Pinot Grigio, Grauburgunder. All based on the fact that the grapes kind of have a gray kind of color to them before when they're picked. I've tasted Pinot Gris in Alsace, France. That was just fantastic and rich. But by far, it's the most popular white grape that's coming out of Italy. And it's probably the most enjoyed white wine here in the U.S. Nothing, I think, beats Pinot Grigio. Other than a cold, tall glass of lemonade for refreshing, clean tasting drink, either all by itself or with food. The grape had its origins in Burgundy and then eventually moved south to Switzerland and then to northern Italy, where it really found its home and took off and became very, very popular. Anyway, so wine snobs aside, let's taste some here and see what we think. And first off, pour some in the glass here. It's beautiful pale gold color, a little straw around the edges, and wonderful nose. It's a kind of honey, lime, citrus smelling aroma. And it definitely has a big fruit in it, even though it's very light bodied. It has nice honey, melon, orange peel flavors. It's slightly bigger body than I expected. It's I'm not drinking this super chilled, just a little bit cool, because I think that helps develop the flavors more than very, very cold wine. But it is delicious. Taste a little sip here. And for wine that I don't order very much, I'm having fun with this. This is great. I think this Pinot Grigio would be wonderful all by itself as a refreshing appetizer, aperitif. Although it has acidity, that would be just perfect to cut through fried fish. So I think the best pairing with this would be like fried calamari out on the deck with some friends. So we're enjoying, obviously, the Sydney and Pinot Grigio from Venezia, Italy.